Niall Gibbon certainly has the responsibility to ensure that the image abroad is very much to the fore. He's from Tourism Ireland. Niall, good morning.
Good morning, Frank, and thank you for having me on the show again.
It's a pleasure, Niall. You're going to green the globe again, obviously, on St. Patrick's Day. That takes a bit of planning.
Well, it obviously means it's that time of the year again. It's hard to believe how quickly it comes round. We're only about a month away from St. Patrick's Day, which is a very important time of the year. From a tourism perspective, people are thinking about booking their holiday, where they're going to go. And there aren't many places around the world that can claim as much publicity as we do on St. Patrick's Day, where the world comes to a standstill, parades take place, civic leaders hold receptions in our honour. And it's a great opportunity for us to tell the great story about what there is to see and do here.
So where are you greening this time? Some of the most iconic buildings were turned the green colour in the past. Where will the spotlight be this time?
Well, the spotlight is all around the globe, really. I mean, some of the old arrivals we've had for the last number of years are back again. The London Eye, the Sydney Opera House, Niagara Falls, and both the Canadian and US sides of the border, the Welcome Sign in Las Vegas, the Empire State Building, City Hall in San Francisco. And we've got a couple of new ones coming in as well. We've got, for example, the Treasury Building at Petra, which is in Jordan. And that's a UNESCO World Heritage Site, actually made famous in the film Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. We also have the pyramids going green again, the Taj Mahal Palace Hotel in Mumbai, and Table Mountain, which is UNESCO World Heritage Site in South Africa. There's a list of about 70 of them, Frank, too many to mention here, but what's really encouraging is that it's going from strength to strength, and it's getting us a lot of publicity because, for example, last year when we did this project, all the main newspaper titles in the UK, for example, The Times, The Observer, The Telegraph, The Express, The Mail, all ran these photographs on the front page of their website, and that's publicity that we couldn't afford to buy. And the most significant publicity we got was on NBC Television, which ran a 30-second coast-to-coast piece on their main news piece on the Global Greening Project. That would cost us $2.2 million to buy for it to get an advertising spot for that length of time.
So that sort of initiative which you're able to pull off, and it's amazing that you can do it worldwide, does that dilute the negatives that come from here? I think the most recent negative was that Sky documentary from Ross Kemp.
Yeah, look, I mean, there's bad news everywhere in the world, and it's important that we keep it in perspective. Unfortunately, things go out there from time to time, and we prefer that they didn't. But Ross Kemp broadcasts about many places. It's important to remember that he doesn't have a big global following that you know, we have, for example. I mean, it's always important to accentuate the positive. And it's important that for every negative story out there that we have four or five big ones. So when you look at what's happened from Northern Ireland, particularly over the last number of years, we had the MTV Awards, we've had Titanic, we've had the Irish Open, the Causeway Coastal Route will be a big feature this year, and the Giro d'Italia is going to be the big spotlight coming in May. And that's given us a great story to tell. And when I'm just looking alone at the promotions for the Giro, for example, that are going on around, well, I'm just taking Europe as an example, where, you know, 20,000 cycling enthusiasts are being targeted in one particular campaign. We have a big 8-page flyer going out. We have big print ads going into magazines across Europe. School children in 4,200 schools in Italy will be getting information about Belfast and the Giro. Top lifestyle and travel journalists are coming here. It's important to remember that for all these bad things that happen, we have to redouble our efforts and just work harder to make sure we get a positive story out there.
And is it important that the election posters aren't blighting the route of the Giro d'Italia when you think how massive it is and what a coup it was to get it to come here?
Well, I'm going to stick to my job, which is promoting overseas. I'll either promoting at home to other people. But as far as I'm concerned, the Giro d'Italia will be broadcast into about 700 million people.
But would it look bad to those 700 million people if the place is littered with election posters? Obviously, the Environment Minister doesn't want them to be up and is insisting on them not being up.
Well, look, we have to put on our best show. We've been broadcast into many, many households around the globe on Eurosport and other top channels, and we just have to make sure that we put our best foot forward.
And you really believe there is benefit to come from the Giro d'Italia, not just short-term benefit of the few days that the athletes are here?
No question about it. This isn't just about a bicycle race. This is part of a momentum of big events that have been hosted over the last number of years that send out a message that this is a place you can come on your holidays. It's good fun. Cycling, by the way, as well, as a niche sport, is starting to grow, particularly amongst people in their 40s and 50s and that. So I think you'll find that there will be long-term legacy benefits for this too.
So while you're greening the globe, you'd be more than happy to see the place pink in the short term here locally for the Giro.
Well, actually, you know, there's a little initiative. We could think about pinking a few buildings around the world as well. You might have hit on something there, Frank. I might take away at the end, too.
It's amazing the colours. You know, people choose a colour and the colour highlights the issue. But I think, you know, it's something that's caught on recently, this colour idea. But you've been sort of greening for a while, haven't you?
We've been greening for about 5 years, and where the initiative actually started was down in Australia with the anniversary of the arrival of the first Irish in Australia, and the Sydney Opera House agreed to light up green for that occasion. And, you know, this is something that we don't pay fees for. You can go out and you can pay to light up buildings, but we pay very small nominal fees just for the lighting filters. I mean, this is about St. Patrick as well, remember. There is a spiritual dimension to it, the patron saint of the whole island of Ireland. And I think it's important that we keep the project in that context. So what's happened is that since the Sydney Opera House went green, we just expanded it slowly but surely over the last number of years. And what we're finding now is that it's gaining momentum. I mean, I'm amazed, for example, a town like Chicago, which did traditionally dye their river green 17th of March, is now doing a whole week of greening. For example, Soldiers Field, where the Chicago Bears play, is going to go green. Trump International Hotel and Tower, the Wrigley Building, the Chicago Board of Trade, whole streets will be lighting up green as well. They've been eating green around the city from the 12th of March. Broadway in Chicago was green on the 13th of March. So it's amazing how the momentum has just built up and gone on. It gets a lot of positive publicity.